Irresponsible Behavior is comprised of three friends with three drastically different views on life and the world around us.
From social media to politics, video games to our favorite cereal, join the ride as we discuss with no certain detail the way we view hot topics.
Be warned, this show is raunchy, harsh on the ears, and might even bring you to tears, hopefully from laughing.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Irresponsible Behavior. And I, you know what's funny? The part about this is every time I introduce us, I always forget what to say afterwards. So, as Trevor would say, if you're not following us on our social medias, we have an Instagram, a Twitter, and a YouTube, and it's either Irresponsible PC or Irresponsible PC with that underscore.
Instagram has the underscore.
Instagram has underscores. One.
Just one.
One underscore.
And you fucked it up. Congratulations. Oh,
every time I told you. Time.
You can't even beat me. You can't even beat
no,
me.
No, you are the king of Please the intros. Oh, to the Lord.
All right, so we'll edit that out. Run it again.
No, I'm not editing that out. I know. That's beautiful.
I was hoping I could just speak that into existence after Trevor's whatever that was.
So like I said, welcome back, as always, Rocky, Medic, a.k.a. Travis, and Trevor. Because of our recordings, I could point at you guys because we always use my file.
Well, that's true. Tell me if I'm right. Is this Travis?
No.
Is this Travis?
Yes. Trevor?
Okay, so Travis is here. Rocky is here.
Yes, and you're below me.
Okay.
Yeah. As always, on the bottom.
Wow.
Well, this is awkward.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You little baby.
Hey, welcome back to our listener from India.
Oh,
and
yes.
Also, welcome to our listener from France.
Yeah, welcome. Yes.
Oh, and by the way, welcome your friend from India that you must have brought with you, because otherwise I don't know how you're listening to this.
And you now. I'm so excited.
And because Trevor is obsessed with analytics on across the board, across all our social medias, I want to thank you for welcoming us into your home. Which is I'm glad we can be back in your house again.
I'm kind of upset that Alexa hasn't told you to stop.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
If you listen to us on YouTube or Spotify, and I don't know, can you comment on Spotify or no?
No.
Okay. Well, if you listen to this in your home at YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment, and we'll give you a shout out.
Sure.
Yeah. Look at that. See, promoting our listeners.
Oh well, I guess if we're going to do that. Thank you very much, IMJIV, for commenting on our YouTube.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
That one guy.
IMJIV.
I'm Jim. He's going to hate us for that.
I know.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Thank you for following us. I am Jim. I appreciate all your support, and I love you. I love you like a lot. That's for I am Jim.
That was uncomfortable.
I know. But let's keep it going. So you guys, you shut up for a minute. Go ahead. Let's do some life updates.
Because I'm going first.
Oh, okay. Trevor, what is your give us your life update?
You ready for something new? It's not this one's not laser engraver related.
Oh yes, then I'm interested.
I got a new vape.
Oh my god.
I have the same one.
What's that in your hand? Is that a lighter?
I just found it.
Put your paraphernalia away, sir.
He's doing crack again. ADD.
He saw us pick something up, and he felt like he needed to hold something in his hand too.
I guess so.
So if you guys can't tell, my Christmas tree is partially up. The tree's up, no ornaments yet. But so this is the week after Thanksgiving. So Black Friday shopping was last week. I went to my local vape shop, and they talked me into buying a new vape. So
I'm sure
that's my
they
life
really had
that.
To try.
No, they actually did, because you can ask Rock. I've been using that little one, and I've been using it for a little over a year. I really like it because it fits everywhere. The only thing I don't like is the battery cell in it dies really fast, so I got to buy a new one just like it. That and the pod gets dirty really, really easy because it can fit in my pocket. So
gotcha.
I'm going to chime in on this, and I would love to be sponsored by these people, but I will never buy anything other than Geek Vapes, period.
Oh, my gosh.
Best
Vupu so good. Is where it's
no,
at.
No, no.
Vupu.
Geek Vapes, best vape, period.
I like
100%.
Vupu.
That's what I use too, Rock.
Dude.
I'm with you on that. I'll start again if they send me one.
Oh man, oh, they are the greatest vapes in the world.
I'm just gonna send Travis a geek vape.
Like, so, man, Trevor, is that the only Christmas tree in your house?
It is, yeah.
Why is that it
your one house's Christmas tree is in your man cave?
So let me explain, since we're gonna go down that road. Whenever we moved into this house, I had it in my mind I was gonna make it a smart home. So I needed somewhere to home run all my smart equipment to. I had planned on getting an enclosed like server cabinet to put in the corner in our living room and then decorating it so it blended in, you know, painting it to match the walls and then putting stuff on top to hide it. Problem with that is, and any of my techies that are listening know, is that blocks your Wi-Fi signal pretty bad. I need my Wi-Fi signal. So I didn't do that. I ended up getting an open cabinet where everything's open. It looks great, but there's no room in the living room for the tree now because our couch, you guys have both seen my couch. It's a big L-shaped couch. Then you got the TV across, then the door to the right. There's nowhere good to put a Christmas tree. And I, of course, my dog, his crate that he stays in while we're gone, it's in the kitchen. I don't want him to pee on the tree. The only other logical place to put it in the other corner in the kitchen is where my grandmother's wine rack is. She passed away about 5.5 years ago. So I can't move the wine rack. Yep. Can't move the wine rack. It's got to stay there. So we decided, you know what? We have a window in the man cave, or as we're going to call it now, the Funko Fortress. So
shut up, Rock. Right, it's so much better window than man cave. I'll fight. I'll die on this hill.
You know what? It's not even worth an argument. That is the dumbest shit I have ever heard.
Travis said the Pop Palace.
Pop Palace is so much worse. Pitched that, hoping he would take the worst one.
I don't take his side often, but the Pop Palace sounds more like you than the Funko Fortress.
Nope, it's the Funko Fortress. True. Done and done. No changing it.
I love it.
Oh, and one more quick life update. I know you guys normally see me in my super cool Yeti cups, but all those are dirty, so I've got my It's Pumpkin Spice Season mug.
Oh, Lord.
Drinking some Class A H2O.
Trevor is a goat.
Are you always drinking time, water on the podcast?
Water or whiskey. Today it's water.
Okay. I just needed to make sure that I wasn't the only one that always had alcohol when recording.
So
no, I just have a really bad toothache, and I know that would probably help, but when I have a toothache, I don't like things that,
Wow, that's really weird. Like, I have had a toothache for a while now, and I've been drinking a lot of tequila.
I've been drinking a lot of tequila.
No, like, do you know what the best tequila ever?
Jose Cuervo, gold.
Milagro tequila.
Oh.
Best silver tequila ever.
Or no, wait, which, it's the agave. Is that agave silver or is it agave gold? That's the Jose Cuervo I have.
They have both.
Yeah, it's all agave.
Milagro has both.
It's whenever you were here last time, Travis, I made it with what I made the margaritas with.
Hell yeah.
So whatever that is, I still have some of that left.
I like my tequila with Sprite.
I like my tequila like I like my women.
Dead?
Absent.
Knocking me the fuck out. No.
Oh. Well. And now
blink
we have
twice if you're being abused. That's two. That was two. Fuck.
I'm gonna have to cut that awkward silence out now.
All right. Is that all you got, Trevor? Is that it?
Is it?
Well, I mean, I'll throw it out there too because it seems to be a recurring theme. Laser engraver. I got my first custom order. I made a bunch of cool coasters. I made like 20 of them bad boys last night, actually.
Custom order.
They legitimately are very cool. I think like 99% of the designs, but that's just because like I'm not a southern redneck, so I can't like them. Like
I can't say this is gonna look really bad. I have a Second Amendment hat on. I wouldn't call myself a super redneck, but then again, I do have a Second Amendment hat on. But I also know where I live and what sells where I live. So that's what those are tailored towards right now.
Praise Dale.
Praise Dale.
I want to take a moment because we're going to peek behind the curtain a little bit and let the people know that I was very vocally against the YouTube aspect of this show.
Yes, you were.
I was. and I will say, But this episode, just what we've recorded so far, has convinced me that YouTube is actually potentially a viable thing to do, because Rock has said maybe 12 words, but has had very distinct expressions every time Trevor has opened his fucking mouth so far.
That is normal, because he lives his life in this, like, fantasy bullshit that in this, like, cloud nine all the time. Listen, look,
guys. If you're going to say it, you have to say it right. I live my life 1/4 mile at a time.
Oh, my God. Family.
All right.
See, so I roll, like, he's seen his own brain, like, a dozen times already.
This is our last episode, everybody. I appreciate you guys coming. This is it.
This is only the last episode, because if they kick me out, they have nobody to edit any damn day.
No.
Dude, I'll
come back next week for responsible behavior, which is just me and Trevor.
Yeah. Why am I quitting?
What?
Because our episode last week was very responsible.
I haven't even heard it. You know what? I tried to listen to it on the drive, and you guys hid it from me.
Why would I upload the video that I recorded when I'm the one that needs it to edit?
Because I want to see
it. That's too much work.
I do nothing but show up and talk. I can't hide anything.
That's true.
He barely does that.
I barely do that. Exactly.
Travis life update.
Ooh, me next. Okay. I have stuff this time. I beat Final Fantasy IV on my. Yeah. I know. That's just going to be a thing, like, every couple weeks where I'm like, hey, I beat another Final Fantasy game, because, you know, we're just tracking our way through the numbers.
So proud of you, guy.
Yeah, you know, it's just a thing now. It's fun. It's the best one so far. That's a thing. I might just go do reviews somewhere else. I'm doing it on Reddit already because I'm weird.
What's your Reddit name?
Nope.
We're going to get that out of you eventually.
The other thing is I am going back to school.
Ooh, so you and your fiance are going back to school?
Now it's metallurgy. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yes. Yeah, I gotta do something with this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
School is for quitters.
No,
it's the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I have a laptop now, which means theoretically I might be able to use that instead of my phone for this endeavor.
So you don't sound like, no, my name is Patrick.
Oh, no, I'm still going to sound like I'm yelling through a fucking conch shell because this microphone's cheap as shit.
Well, if you have a laptop, I have a microphone I can send you, so.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, then we can, maybe if the cam, as long as the camera's decent, I suppose, we can still do that. If that, I don't know, y'all handle all the tech stuff.
I need to send.
Like, you're frozen right now, and then it just, like, super sped your mouth up, so that would have been great.
I need to send Trevor my camera, and then he could send you his camera, and you could have the lower grade out of all of us.
Perfect.
Because that's where you belong, bottom.
Like, I also need the least amount of tech to make myself look decent for camera versus you guys. So.
Buddy, I'm sexy 24/7. I wake up like this. I don't have to put my hat in a beanie and hope it doesn't curl crazy. I get your good morning messages. Just remember that.
I'm just everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm going to do the thing. They have a paramedic to registered nurse RN program. For 1 year, so I get to do a year of prereqs and then a year of the RN program, and I'm gonna go do that and go work in a hospital and make way more money and work fewer hours. And,
like, I'm gonna rag on you, but first I want to say that's fucking awesome.
That really is, man.
That's pretty sweet. But I also want to rag on you and ask if you're gonna wear a sexy nurse outfit for Halloween.
Yeah. I am. I am. Every Halloween from here until I die now is just a nurse. Yeah.
Well, thanks for having a better life update than me, you jackass.
Dude. I mean, that's not hard because I don't have a laser engraver. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, but fuck you.
After 8 years on an ambulance of being called an ambulance driver instead of a paramedic, I decided that after I get my RN, I'm going to make sure I introduce myself as a doctor helper. Because
a doctor helper.
I was going to say, like, an ER driver.
Oh, that works.
Like, I really don't want you to be the person putting an IV in my arm. Like, that doesn't seem appeasing to me.
I actually am very good at that, so fuck you.
I am.
Yeah, I understand that for a stranger. I don't know if I want you to put an IV in my arm.
There ain't no telling
what's going through that IV.
I intentionally fucked it up for you.
I'd trust him to put an IV.
I'd have black and blue arms, like, for 3 weeks from the bruises. No,
I think you should be like an ER technician. That sounds a little better.
ER tech is like an actual thing. Oh, that is I it really? Now. Yeah.
You should just go be an X-ray tech.
How about
that's the step below?
Be a phlebotomist.
Again, isn't that like plant?
What I do now.
Oh, is that not plant?
Be a CNA.
Phlebotomist is blood drawing.
Be a CNA. Oh, okay.
CNA just wipes ass.
Yeah, I know.
So let me ask you this then, just out of curiosity. So when me and you first met, you were an ambulance driver.
EMT.
And then you became a medic. Shortly after we met, you became a full-blown medic guy.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go be an RN. So is like the final step here, is it doctor? Are you going to be Dr. Travi?
It's a lot of school, man.
That would be a lot more school. Yeah.
I'm just curious. Just curious.
Now, so part of the reason to go RN for me would be the options that open up after getting that. Because as a medic, my options are medic.
Right. As an RN, like, you can work in a hospital, doctor's office, a bunch of different places.
Or I could go a little extra school, get BSN, which is your bachelor's, and go do like administrative work. Mm-hmm. On the nursing side, or go for like CRNA, which is the anesthesiologist version of a nurse, mm-hmm. or nurse practitioner, which is like the nurse
doctor's office
equivalent. Yeah. So like there's options. It's just a lot more school.
I just want to be able to call you Dr. Medic.
I
Hello, Mr. Dr. Travis.
You call me enough for medical advice now that I will not be a doctor just because.
Look, man, you know how we all talked about our hard lines? This isn't a hard line at all, but I just want to make it known. I am a hypochondriac. Like,
I know you are. I've had a really sharp pain and I'm nauseous all the time.
I've been to the doctor for the stomach thing, and we can't figure that one out. But that leg thing, I still don't know what that is, but I don't go to the doctor.
I don't either.
They charge too much.
I'm not a doctor.
It's fibromyalgia.
Probably arthritis. I probably have Arthur.
In your stomach?
No, in my legs. The only thing I can think of my stomach is like chronic appendicitis, and that's about it.
Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Eczema.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
So we just named off like
diverticulitis.
That's the one that I was thinking it is. Because it usually only happens
corn.
After I eat certain things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had corn last night though, and it didn't hurt today.
You do not have diverticulitis.
I hope he does.
No, he doesn't.
It's awful.
As long as I don't die from dysteria, I'm fine. You know, it's all good.
Dysentery.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. As long as I don't die from hysteria, I'll be fine.
Oh man.
Rocky.
Yes.
What life updates do you have?
I really don't have any.
No, so you were late to this podcast, and...
Oh, yeah, because I had sex. That was... Oh,
okay.
That was...
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
I'm happy for you.
With my wife.
Can you sing the song?
What?
Can you sing the song?
The sex song?
No, the
I just
had sex.
Oh, no. No, I just had sex. No big deal.
And it felt so good.
Yeah.
You're supposed to finish the lyrics,
yeah,
you asked.
Yeah, it was great. No, it was good sex.
It's his fictional wife.
Yeah, because she does.
Yeah,
yes,
none of us.
Yeah, you've never seen. You guys have never seen her.
Right. So this is the same vein as your wife. It doesn't exist.
His name is Hank, no, and he's very nice.
I'm sure he's
Hank.
A fine man.
Yeah. Wonderful man.
Yeah.
But I know we're talking about life updates and stuff like that, but
yeah.
I need to bring something up that has been eating away at me for weeks now. So I shared
this. Is this your topic?
No. This is just something that I need to bring up now. So I posted in the chat with you guys, and I feel like our listeners that don't understand what's going on in the background, because I feel like it's being like shadow banned. But everybody identifies as something nowadays, whether it be transgender, and I'm not saying this has anything to do with the LGBTQ community. That is really hard to say. Nothing to do with it. But, and I wish somewhere we could like post this video so they could see what I'm talking about. And I don't know if you could do that, Trevor. Like,
possibly
cut it in. But I came across the video. That there's people now, identifying as what they call themselves as MAPS. And I know that you guys do not like me talking about stuff like this, especially when it comes like children and stuff, because we have kids. Trevor has a furry baby, and not a furry baby, but a dog. I needed to specify that because of, I mean, just as society today.
Hey, so let me, I'll just stop you right there. And I don't care who this pisses off. Fuck them. Like, fuck that. Don't let me catch you saying that's who you are around me. Like, no.
Okay, hold on.
But let me explain what this is.
I don't know what it is.
I need to explain this. Yeah.
It was in the group chat. You should know what this is.
No, he does the same thing I do. We glance through it and then we just keep reading.
I'm the only one that reads every message.
You are the only one that reads it. So
attention to detail is immaculate.
So there is now, and they have a flag. MAPS is minor attracted persons. This is a real thing. These are what pedophiles are calling themselves now, because it is they're born with it. It's not a disease. And they're calling themselves MAPS. And I agreed with this kid that posted this video. Young man, sorry, not child, but he was a young man. If you identify as a MAP and you call yourself a MAP in front of me, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you if you are going to tell me that you're a MAPS person. You are sick in the fucking head to tell me that you are a minor attracted persons. That we are not normalizing pedophilia. Not gonna fucking happen as a society. I don't give a shit. You could be anything you want, but I'll be goddamned if you're going to be a fucking minor attracted persons, you piece of shit. Blow your fucking brains out and move on. Because I'm sorry, that has been eating me from the inside.
I was gonna
out.
Say, like, ever since he learned about this, he's been like, I gotta talk about this.
Oh, I've been talking
like
about
he's
it
been
at work.
Stewing on this.
And, well, to be fair, society does want it normalized, because then the whole high
like Epstein
pedophilia ring, Epstein not killing himself. Epstein didn't kill himself.
There it is.
That whole thing becomes okay if we normalize it now on the peasant level. You know what I mean?
But how fucked up are we, really? That we are
incredible.
And that fucking dude, I don't know what the fuck he is. I don't know if he's, and I'm not bashing homosexuals, but this man is. And he is saying that he is a minor attracted persons. As I was saying, like, they have a flag. Like, they have a fucking flag. And
I hate that.
And if I see you with that flag on your fucking vehicle, I'm going to bust your windshields out. I'm going to drag you out of the car and beat the fuck out of you. I'm sorry. I'll go to jail. I don't give a shit. I'll shoot you. You are not going to ride around and say, yeah, hell yeah, I'm a pedophile. I'm a minor attracted persons.
I said you were saying it wrong. You gotta use their proper acronym.
Oh,
but no, I agree. No, you don't have to use the proper acronym. I was barely clearly being sarcastic. But anyways, I agree. No, it's fucked up. I don't understand how anybody could think that way in the first place. I can't put myself in that mindset. But even on top of that, I don't like how they're trying to rally the LGBTQ community. And I can't believe I got that out without stumbling over my words. But they're trying to rally that community with them, which makes no sense. Why would a community that just fought so hard and are still fighting so hard for what they can have,
yes,
tarnish their name with something like this? Like, I don't understand it. I don't know. Like you said, I'm getting hot talking about it. I'm getting sweaty. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It really is.
My biggest.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I apologize for bringing it up, but it has literally been eating at me since that video, and I have showed everybody that I could. It makes me sick. But go ahead.
Fear is what happens if that does become like a social. Oh. They're right. And that What does that do to our fucking country?
That's
like, oh no,
that's
but I'll go deep for like 2 seconds here. So we've established that both of you have kids. I have a dog. Yes. There's a reason I've always said I didn't want children, and I can't say there's 100% the reason, but part of that is the world we live in today. I'm conflicted on everything in my life. The only thing that I know to be true is I believe in my God, I love my wife, and I love my family. Those are the only three things I know to be true in this world. Outside of that, when you look around the worldscape, you've got things like maps, you've got constant threats of war, you've got an unstable economy, an unstable government, and that's just in America. Then you look across the world and it's even worse. And I don't know. So being a 28? Yeah, I'm 28. Being a 28-year-old man that doesn't have a son, like my 10-year high school reunion just happened. I wanted to go to the reunion, but at the same time, I don't want to be there the whole time. And people, well, Trevor, why don't you have kids yet? Well, that's a really complicated situation. It's partially because of the world we live in. And this is one of those reasons. The world we live in is fucked up, and I don't know if I want a kid of mine to grow up in that. So, yeah, that was a little off tangent, but still, you get the point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to point out something, because you made, I don't know if you're going to edit that part out, but you made the point of that people always blame it on trauma. A lot of people do. Okay. As being fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting deep here for a second. A lot of trauma in my life. I don't think I'm fucked up. I mean, I feel like
you're fucked up.
I feel like I'm like,
not in that aspect, but you're fucked up.
Oh yeah, I'm fucked up, but like pretty bad shit happened. And one day I'll bring this up, but I can still function in society and I still know right from wrong. I hate it. I hate it. And I stand behind this 100%. It's probably going to piss a lot of people off. And I will state this 100%. And this is my belief for me. The reason why it keeps me going. There is nothing in your life that is so traumatic that you cannot function. Now, if you're blaming it on like a chemical imbalance in your brain, different. But if you're blaming it on trauma, grow the fuck up. And like I said, it's going to piss a lot of people off that I said that.
Well, I want to bounce off that. I don't agree with that statement as you said it, but if you twist it a little bit and say, because I don't want to victim shame at all, of course, but you can't blame trauma for everything in your life.
Yes.
You still have to have basic human morals. I don't want to talk about like Christian morals or America's morals or whatever, like basic human to human morals. You're still going to have those no matter the trauma you went through. And it's up to you as a person to make sure you keep that line. Whenever you as a person allow yourself to go below that line, I'm not talking about like going into a depressive episode or not being able to get out of the house or needing to be alone or enjoying sitting in the rain because that's what makes you feel better. All that's fine. I'm talking about the second you go, oh, I'm attracted to minors. No, that's when you dip below that line and you need to bring that shit the fuck back up and figure out what the hell just made you say that, because that's not okay.
Yes. See, I
with that, I would agree with it, but not just as, because trauma, there are things in life that you can blame your trauma on. You have to work through that shit. You have to get on the right medication for it. You have to talk to the right therapist for it. You have to work through it. So there are things you can blame on trauma. I just, being attracted to a minor is not one of those things.
No, no, no. Thank you for explaining that, because I'm not real good. You're a little bit better at like explaining. And I blurt shit and I just don't care the repercussions. That's why I've got That's why I've gotten you, Trevor.
You don't word good in Roll Tide.
I don't word good in Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Let's lighten this up. Let's lighten this up. Hey, Travis, what's your topic for today?
Hi. So
I already hate it. Trevor, go ahead.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is good. You might. There's a chance.
Well, I'm gonna be pissed
because I don't think it's gonna be the space thing over again. But my topics tend to lean one of two ways, and it's either really nerdy, or the government's lying to you.
Fuck. Nerd conspiracy. So, which way are we going?
Right. So today we're going to talk about how no one has ever seen a baby pigeon and why that might be.
This man is saying birds are drones. Just to clarify, he's saying birds are drones.
I've held a pigeon. They're not drones.
Pigeons aren't real. They're drones. You didn't. You didn't hold a pigeon.
Yes, I did.
You didn't. You held a government drone.
You held a drone that felt like a pigeon. What a pigeon.
They charge on the electric wires. Like. That's why they perch there. But that's how they charge.
I've seen them ripped apart.
No, you haven't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yes, I have.
You just said you're not fucked up.
Like, I have seen them ripped apart.
I don't think you did.
I can bet everything on everything that I have seen them ripped apart.
What did you see when that happened?
I saw guts, blood.
Did you? Or did you see wiring and just various, like, you can make fake viscera. It's in movies all the time. It's just fucking Karo syrup.
But a bunch of other random shit packed
inside a drone.
So what about this? What about this? What if it's... not all pigeons are real. Only some of them are drones.
All pigeons are drones.
Like, only some birds are drones. Like, you know when, like, the vultures are circling around the dead carcass? Well, one of them's a drone looking to see what the hell just killed that carcass. Yeah.
Do you wake up in the morning, like, right before we do these recordings, and you're like, hey, what topic could I bring up to just really piss off Rock? Because these topics are so fucking outrageous. And they piss me off because there's no point to them. And this is why you do it.
Yeah. No, I've got a list.
Oh, this is so fucking stupid.
Of just batshit conspiracy topics, man. So this is my way of doing
Sudoku.
Kind of low-key stealing from other, like, popular people where they're like, I read this and this is really fucking stupid and here's why. So instead of doing that, I take on that information and be like, this is what I believe, and let you guys tell me why I'm stupid while I defend it as if my life depended on it. Pigeons are drones, and there's nothing you can do to convince me otherwise. You did not see one ripped apart. I mean, you saw what they wanted you to see, which was...
Except I'm like half-assedly agreeing with you and saying that
I'm not.
There are drone birds. It's real.
But Trevor, you have a fence post dedicated to your asshole where you sit on that motherfucker. So, like, you're always...
I was like, where are you going with this?
Because you ride that fence on every topic we've ever talked about. You don't take one side or the other, except for the very heated attack on cartographers when we did nothing but insult maps. A cartographer.
Oh, I was like, wait a second. We never talked about maps. And then I'm like, oh, wait. We just talked about fucked up people. Yeah.
Bad. Rock did not like my cartography joke.
He didn't. For some reason, I thought you were going like Halo. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
No.
He is all over the place tonight. Have you been drinking?
He is.
Literally every episode.
Yeah. Not even every episode, only every waking minute of his life.
No, not anymore. Different time.
We need to call his family.
Pigeons or drones. So there's actually, and I'm really upset about this specific thing, because there was a meme that floated around that made me actually think to talk about this, is because there was a picture of this minivan. There's a lot of noise back there, sorry. Picture of a minivan that was like, pigeons are drones, birds aren't real, FBI. They charge on electric wires. Huh?
FBI.
Yeah, so the entire outside of the van is covered in this kind of propaganda. And then the license plate may or may not be from my state.
So you just totally disproved your whole fact because you called it propaganda. It's truth to you, remember?
Everything's propaganda, one way or the other.
No.
Propaganda is nothing more than media to serve a purpose, to sway an opinion.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
What?
Who died and made you the dictionary?
Me. I'm dead and reborn. We've talked about this.
No.
We're going to go religious here in a second.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
What? I said, Jesus Christ.
That's me.
No.
There is...
Statistically resurrected more people.
Listen, there it is not... Pigeons are not drones. They're not. That is the dumbest...
You ever seen a baby pigeon? You ever seen a baby pigeon?
I've seen pigeon
pigeons
eggs.
Aren't drones.
I haven't. You haven't.
Pigeons aren't drones. Quails are.
What?
What?
quails.
There's not enough quails to surveil all of America.
Do you guys remember that? Do you remember that cartoon with the little quail running around going, flipping his little quill back? You ever seen that cartoon? No. Is so cute.
What the hell?
Squirrel.
We're getting off topic. I'm trying to spread the truth.
No, you're not. You know what? We're axing this whole episode because of you and your pigeon conspiracy bullshit.
All right.
If we're going to ax it anyway, we're going to start talking about flat earth theory again.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'll leave.
So I got to call this out real fast. I know it's not going to make sense to anybody on the video, but it'll make sense to me because I'm sitting here staring at it. So I'm on the right-hand side of my screen, and in the middle is Rock, and on the far left is Travis. We're all in a straight line. And whatever that, I guess that's the mic cord that's going off to your right shoulder, Rock. Is that like the mic cord that's drooping down?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's drooping down right at the angle that Travis's mic is popping up. And it looks like it's like one long chain in the video. And y'all's walls are both white. So it's fucking with me and I can't stand it. So somebody move that shit.
We're in the same room.
There we go. Now it's better.
Is that better?
Now, you went to see him and not me?
Yeah.
I have not.
How fucking rude.
Do you realize, I think I've only seen you, what, once? Like in person?
Yeah. And that's when we all had dresses on and we're in the shower together.
Correct.
And I touched your butthole with my pee-pee.
Oh, no. You've seen each other twice.
When?
So the first time for when we all went to his Airbnb.
Yeah.
And then on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh. When you stared at Trevor's penis.
Yeah, and we also did the really shitty video of the three of us laying in bed as me, Captain America, Travis's Thor, and Rock was
Thanos.
No, you weren't Thanos.
Thanos.
Shit. I don't know who he was because it was just the audio of Thor. Where'd he go? Where'd he go, Thor?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird
good
video.
Times. Good times.
Day.
That was really awkward.
Well, fuck you guys too. I'm just gonna still let this over and go into my topic.
That's
thing,
fine because
asshole.
The fucking pigeon was just like a
fuck them pigeons.
Jesus Christ! Better We're topic next time.
Gracious. Look,
trash,
crash.
Go ahead, Trevor. Topic
okay,
two.
Okay, I'm going. I'm rolling with it. Topic number two, guys. How you doing out there? I'm
this
here all week.
103.5.
Welcome to 109.7. The dumbass. Yeah.
Oh, that was awful.
That was a crash and burn.
Ahead, yeah.
That was a really bad crash.
All right, let's hear your
Anyways,
topic.
So I want to do something a little different here. When I listen to a certain kind of podcast, I have a, and you guys can rag on me all you want. I have an entrepreneurial mindset. I like to start things. I don't always do great at finishing them.
Vape shop,
right
life.
Fucking ground.
Yeah, so funny. Anyways, that's the kind of stuff I like to listen to. So I want to bring a little bit of that into our podcast. And I don't know if I'll do this for every episode, but at least for some.
So we're stealing shit.
I mean, Travis stole shit. I can steal shit too.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's fair. Not stealing things. I'm opening my mind to the possibilities.
That it could be on our podcast too. No, there's a pigeon.
Flat.
And satellites aren't real. Anyways. So
can you get outside the dome?
I want to talk about what motivates me in my life. And then I want to ask you guys what motivates you to do the things you do. I can see the look in your face is very like, oh shit, here we go.
I love this.
This is going to be good. This is going to be good.
So what motivates me in my life
Dick.
When I was young, what motivated me when I, what motivated me when I was younger, was money. That's all I wanted. What the hell? No.
Cartography. We're talking about cartography.
Sorry.
But was money. When I was younger, it was money. I wanted to make as much money as possible. I always said I was going to be a millionaire by the time I was 30. That was my goal. And then
How
I met my wife.
Are you to that right now?
Super close, actually. I'm like $10 away. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Okay. I don't know if I'll make 10 more dollars in the next 2 years or not, though.
I'm going to donate $10.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hell yeah, I'll be $10 over my goal. Nice. Sweet. But so that was my motivator when I was younger. I wanted to work, do whatever I could, make as much money as possible. Then I met my wife and things changed. I wanted to be the person she deserved for me to be. Not the person I wanted to be, but who she could be proud to wake up next to, who she could be proud to be married to. And as we've been married for longer and longer now, things have changed a little more. I still want to make money. I still want to be the best I can, but it's not for the money aspect anymore. It's just, I want to have a sense of purpose. I want to feel like when I leave this life, not that I left all this crazy shit behind me, but that I made some kind of impact on the world. Somebody's going to look and say, he was a weirdo, but he had good morals or had good ideas, or he did this for the community or something. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what motivates me now, is I want to be, I don't want to be remembered per se, because I feel like that's very egotistical and that's more Travis's thing. I want to have a legacy that I leave behind. And I know that comes with having children at some point. After all, we just talked about me not wanting to have children.
Not really.
No, but that would help. But that's what motivates me now, is my legacy going forward in the things I do in my life, whether it be this podcast for the one person that might hear one thing that I say and say, you know what? Trevor was right. I agree that I need to get off my ass and do this. Or the one person that saw one of my 700 TikTok videos, like, okay, no, what he did in that made me laugh. I want to make other people laugh. Or somebody that buys a laser engraved item from me and says, you know what? I've got $600. I can buy a laser engraver and I can do that too and make money for my family to support my family. Whatever it may be, I just want something like that to happen. That's what motivates me now, is the chance to, or the chance for that to happen. So yeah, that's my motivator. And of course, you know, my dog, he's awesome. He's passed out on my papa's on, but yeah.
What's yours, Travis?
Yeah, Travis, what's your motivator for life?
First, I want to point out that he covered the podcast and he covered TikTok and he covered the laser engraver, but at no point did you cover, what about the one person that might have watched one of your very popular YouTube channel videos?
You know what? I'll say that. I'll throw that in there too. The one person that watched my YouTube videos,
yeah.
You probably learned how to be a complete and total dumbass. So good job.
Also, I like the idea that someone's listening to something we say on this podcast, been like, you know what? They're right. And just goes to start a Facebook page to spread flat earth theory. And that would be amazing. Yeah. Just to have one more person out there.
Hey,
but Trevor told me to do it, so it's okay.
Hey, hey, Travis.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. Stop projecting on Trevor and tell us what motivates you.
Oh, nothing. yeah, genuinely. This is why I was really excited for this topic, because I don't have any like real strong motivations. In the things I say, it's mostly just to get reactions out of people. It's a lot of
something.
That's why I bring up things that make Rock freak out a little bit. It's entertaining.
So your fiance, your kids, they don't motivate you to be a better person.
Yeah, so you would think, right? You would think that would be a thing. But like, I got into being I did the paramedic thing because I always really liked medicine, but it's not the typical, like, I like to help people, because humanity as a whole is broken. And I like persons. I like individual persons, but I do not like people.
That's a bold-faced lie. He doesn't like persons either.
You know what?
I do. And like, this is a recent thing that I've come to understand, because like, I can sit and have a conversation for half an hour with the 75-year-old lady because she fell and now needs to go to the hospital, and I have to kill time for that drive. So we talk, and I learned this woman's entire life story in that half hour, because like, we just have a conversation, and she was super sweet, and it was a really good time. But then in that same day, I can get like a 45-year-old who drank himself into a stupor, fell, busted his head open, now goes to the hospital, and he's an asshole the whole half hour, and I'm just waiting for him to pass out, because, like, please shut the fuck up. Shut up. But I got into medicine not because I wanted to help people, but I like the puzzles. Like, I like you've got a list of symptoms, and now I have to fix this. And that's the entertaining part for medicine for me. It has nothing to do with the human aspect. It's meat slabs with problems, which is really rough way to look at it.
No, it's not.
It also
logic is your motivator.
Yeah, it's all very logic and reasoning, which also makes it ironic that I can sit here and talk about pigeons not being real and the flat earth and all that stuff. And all the
your logic is broken.
That I have a list of. But see, it's still logical, because the logic here is, let's see what things poke at Rock. And it's just, I'm a living troll. This is those guys that post shitty comments on internet pages in real life. This
gotcha. So this is it. So what I've got so far from this topic is my what I would say my motivator is legacy. Yours is logic. So if Rocks isn't love, I don't know what to do. Like, it's got to be three L's.
Oh, then it's not going to be that at all.
Oh, hold on. Oh. We're going to make it love either way, because like we got Trevor with Live On. I'm making people laugh. And then he gets love.
Roll Tide.
And
okay. Okay. I was afraid you were going somewhere else there, and I'm just not even going to say where I was afraid you were going.
No. You have to now.
I don't have to do shit.
I went with a live, laugh, love joke. What did you have?
If you don't know, you don't need to know. It's fine. Rock, it's completely fine. Rock,
stand with me here, and we're just going to get a shit ton of dead air he has to edit out now.
Okay. I will say what I was going to say if Rock shows us his shirt. Because we still haven't seen his shirt.
You forgot. No, we're gonna. No, let me do this thing first. Let me do what motivates me, and then.
Oh, see, now I ain't got to say it because then, he's gonna roll on.
Yeah, I'm gonna take over. But before I give you the shirt, which is a thrift store special, this is our episode back after Thanksgiving weekend, so this is a special shirt.
Oh.
Oh yeah. This is going to be later. Sorry, this is going to be later recorded. This is going to be posted later, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're still recording it the weekend or the week after Thanksgiving, so that's fine.
Oh, okay. 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 So
this will probably honestly be our Christmas episode.
Happy holidays. You know, you were talking about logic and everything. You know, you said there were meat slabs. Well, I come from working with a coroner and burying bodies pretty much my whole youth. That's what I did.
So dead people motivate you.
No. Actually, I was just slabs. Saying I was like, I could understand the meat slab comment. Like, I understand it. He tried to help them, and I put them in the ground or picked them up when he couldn't save them.
Right.
So, no, I know.
But if you acknowledge that they're people, it's an oof thing.
Oh, exactly.
If they're meat slabs, it's a puzzle I couldn't solve.
When you,
it's a compartmentalization
when
thing.
You pull up to a man, and like he could probably say this. And like agree with it. When you pull up on a body that's been in a bathtub for 4 days in a house that's set at 90 degrees, and
it's a bad day.
Yeah. And you walk in there and you, medic, you know the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right. But it's not a person anymore.
Not great. It's not a person.
No, it's not a person. No. You, Trevor, you look at it as people. We look at it as not people. They're not people.
That's a 5-minute ticket.
Yeah.
Paperwork wise. That's what that is. I walked in, they were dead, I left.
Medic has a job to extend human life. Does it always work? No. When those people leave, he'll never see those people again. He moves on. If you carry that load, it will drive you insane.
Yeah.
Because you're carrying everybody's issues, everybody's problems. So you have to look at it as a job, and it's just like your tech thing. Every job is different. And as soon as you leave that job, you're done with it. It's finished. Anything that you can do. It's the same thing working with the dead. You pick up a body, you take it back to the funeral home if it's getting ready. If you pick it up from the morgue, you got to get ready. It's just a vessel. That's all it is. Clean it up, you get it ready, you embalm it or you burn it, depending on what the family wants. But what motivates me
I've been zoned out here forever just trying to tune that whole conversation out.
No, but I mean, I'm just, I back him 100% as far as you can't.
That was a really long tangent off of meat slab.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Also, I'm like rethinking my entire life knowing that Rock backs what I said.
Oh, 100%. Oof. I'll stand behind you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Stand by me.
I stand by you with the meat thing. 100%.
Shit.
Yeah, mate. But
Roll Tide, yee-hee.
I have to say, when I was younger, it was money. Like you said, money was 100%. I want to get to the point in my life where money is, I've got it. It's not really a priority anymore like it used to be. Like, I just want to be able to, like, if I want to go to Walmart and buy 12 DVDs and I'm not worried about groceries next week. Like, that's kind of where I want to be. So the money kind of thing just dissipated. I work every day and I enjoy my job. I do. That was my biggest motivation years ago, was my job, was to exceed my expectations and succeed in everything, be the boss, get there as quick as I can. And I did it pretty fast. And this job, I just want to make money. I want to come home. I want to love. Yeah, I'll say that right now, love is my motivation. I love my wife, my kids, and I want to take everything that I have learned in my life, pass it on to my children, and I want them to be better than me, more successful than me, which doesn't always happen, which sucks. But I want them to look back and be like, you know what? Dad was right. He was right.
Founding really does feel good.
Oh, dear Lord.
You had to kill that moment, didn't you?
You did. Yeah, you did. You just completely shot the one heartfelt moment Rock's going to have. But I want to tie this all together now. Legacy for Trevor, logic for Travis, love for Rock. Now, the whole reason I did this is because I wanted to point out, no matter what your motivator is, it all stems from happiness in life. And I know that gets a little deep and a little mushy and gushy, but that's fine. That's okay. That's what I wanted to do. So for me to have a legacy, I have to be happy with what I've done, or nobody can follow that legacy. They won't be happy in my legacy if my legacy wasn't happy for myself. So what makes me happy is my wife, my dog, my job, my God. My whole life is happiness. If it's not happy, then I'm not living how I want to. Travis is logic. In order for logic to make sense to him, he has to be happy. Happy things have to happen or logic can't exist, right? Logic isn't a real thing if there's not two sides to the spectrum. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to look at things logically here. So if you're sad on one end of the spectrum, you're happy on the other. That's logical. Happiness is still part of your motivation for life. And Rock said it as he was describing his. He wants to be happy. His is love. In order to love, you have to be you have to love yourself. And in order to love yourself, you have to be happy with what you have and who you are. So that's Trevor's deep moment.
I want to go ahead. Travis, go ahead, because you're like dying here. You're having a meme moment.
I just, no. It's nothing I need.
He's making fun of it.
I just, no, it's not even that.
I think it's nice.
I fucked myself up. It is. It's very nice. It's a very sweet moment. And I hate that I'm on camera and ruining it, because like I'm fighting to not laugh out loud, but I ruined it myself, like in my own head with the live, laugh, love connection. So now that he's like recapping it, I just hear that and I'm broken. And so like I'm trying to not step on it on the audio side of it. So I'm like fighting not laughing because I don't want to step on his moment. But
it would be way too, it would be way too responsible to not laugh. I mean, we kind of got to do that here. How to make that tie in. But that's what I wanted to get at, is no matter what motivates us in our life, happiness plays a part in that. So like I said, with this podcast in general, because we're doing that, regardless of what this thing ever does, I just want you guys to know and our listeners to know, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have fun with two of my friends shooting the shit. As one of Rock's coworkers said, you know, this is the worst thing he's ever heard, but he can't stop listening. It's like his three best friends on a call. So that's how I look at this. It makes me happy to be here. So that is going to be part of my legacy, no matter which way this goes. There you go. Now my sappy moment is over. Now you can laugh and do what you want to do.
I'm your friend.
This isn't going to be a weekly sappy moment, is it?
I'm sorry. I just meant Travis. You're just my acquaintance.
Okay. I'm your friend.
Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I have something in my eye.
Oh, yeah, sure you do. Look, here comes the waterworks. I got him. I got him.
Shit. I haven't cried in years. I'm dead inside.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, speaking of crying, I cried at the end of Castlevania.
The anime?
Yes, I cried at the end.
I haven't watched it yet.
The last season, I cried.
Ooh, can we make a rule for the podcast?
No spoilers.
No, well, it has something to do with spoilers, but I think it'd be kind of interesting.
Sure.
General life rule.
So, no spoilers.
Is this a timeout thing, or are you?
No, this is a real thing. Like, so going forward, when it's something that, like, say I've seen something and then I want to talk about it, but maybe Rock or Travis one hasn't seen it, the other two parties have to agree to no spoilers, or else I can spoil, or Rock can spoil, or Travis can spoil. See what I'm saying?
Oh, you got to be able to vote it out. Spoil the fuck out of Castlevania.
Well, no, me and Travis both said no, so you can't. That would be the rule. Whereas if I'm like, yeah, spoil it, then you could, because there's only one person saying no.
I don't like this. Majority rules. I don't like this rule.
I love it. I love it, because I know I'm about to go watch Spider-Man, and I really need Rock to watch it before Travis does, so we can spoil the shit out of it to Travis.
I will leave the show. I will not come back. Fucking fight me.
Now, Now, perfect. That was a perfect intro. It's my topic. I want to talk about movies.
Oh, cool.
So I am a huge movie buff. Horror, comics, movies are just they kind of hit or miss. They are really bad or they're okay. But now, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
You hold on, hold the fuck on, because I'm gonna interrupt for a second because you're not gonna say comic book movies are okay and then promote Ghostbusters Afterlife, The Dark Knight.
Best fucking movie, period.
Oh my god,
I haven't seen it yet, so now, I have no idea.
Now listen, no, just listen to me. Listen to me. Ugh. Listen. I always read before I watch.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I'm not spoiling it.
Am I safe? Okay.
I'm not spoiling it because I will not do this to people that love Ghostbusters. I am huge Ghostbuster fan. Huge. Think it was hands down the best movie ever, period. It was funny. It was stupid. It was awful acting. It was great. It was beautiful. Now,
so since you love Ghostbusters, I really need you to sing the theme song.
No, now listen,
dude.
No,
quit shying away from the singing, man.
I'm not singing. But
oh my gosh!
But that movie was so beautifully done to close out chapters. I'm not giving spoilers, but the way it did it and the fact that the critics love it, because that usually don't happen. But I think best movie 2021, period, ever.
So since we're talking about...
Those are different, though. Best movie of 2021 or best movie ever. Those are very different.
Now, because, no, I'm saying it's 2021. Give it a couple years to be best movie ever. It'll be a nostalgia movie that you'll go back to. Because it did it very, very, very tastefully. And my hat is off to the director and all the actors and actresses and the way the movie was done. I can't even express how perfect it was.
This coming from a man that said Die Hard was shit.
Die Hard is stupid.
So I'm not going to voice my opinion on this part because I haven't seen any Ghostbusters nor Die Hard. So and I have no intention of seeing Ghostbusters Afterlife. I could not care less.
I mean, I'll probably watch it, but I do want to point out that usually when movies receive great reviews from critics, they're shit to the audience.
I understand that, but you have to understand that it's now the each Ghostbuster was when they tried to keep going with it. You know, they did the one with the women. It was it was funny. It was okay. It was the gadgets were cool. I kind of like what they did with it. I like Chris Hemsworth character. You know, this the stupid, funny, nerdy, buff, beautiful guy. And
I didn't know Travis was in Ghostbusters.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's not even close. He had short hair.
Because he's Hemsworth, Thor, you know.
Tweaker cousin.
Yeah. Did you say creepier?
Tweaker cousin.
Oh, that's
tweaker.
That's why I'm lanky.
Yeah,
wait, did you say creepier or tweaker?
Tweaker.
Oh, okay.
Tweaker. Okay. Yeah, tweaker.
Yeah.
But I mean, that movie was okay for its time. It was kind of... Now, the effects are pretty cool. The ending was awful. Spoilers for people that have not seen the Ghostbusters, the woman version of it. But I mean, it was tastefully done. You know, you still had your Dan Aykroyd in it, and which was pretty funny. The Ghostbusters video game, the new one, that was really good. But like I said,
that game was trash.
That game was decent.
That game was trash.
Here's what we're seeing. We're seeing that Rock loves everything with the Ghostbusters logo.
Absolutely, hands down.
I know your opinion is incredibly skewed and therefore holds no weight.
I would get fucked in the ass to go to the firehouse where that movie in New York. I would go there. Woo! Tear me up, daddy.
So have we, since you brought up movies, have we talked about like our absolute most favorite movie of all time?
Now, if we're going to listen, if we're going to do movies about this, I have different genres. So how are we, how do you play your favorite movie of all time?
You're the movie that you could literally sit down and watch. Actually, you know what? I want to rephrase, because that's a really hard one to do because it could change on the day. So let's do a movie, like a guilty pleasure movie, a movie that you, anytime you see it on, you'll stop and watch at least a little bit of it. Or if you'll just get the random urge to watch it, that kind of movie. What's a movie? Castaway. Okay.
Castaway. That's my, that will always be mine. It's not really guilty pleasure. It's just mine.
Right.
I don't watch a lot of movies. All mine are like the genre flicks, the comic book stuff. The
That's fine. Just nerd one shit.
That's the
you,
thing.
Okay,
like,
let's do this. You sit down on the TV. I don't know if you have cable or satellite or YouTube TV or what the fuck ever you got, but you sit down, you're flipping through all these channels.
Wait. Hold on. You sit down in front of the TV. You're not sitting on the TV.
Did I say sit on the TV?
Yeah, when you sit down on the TV, what are you watching?
My bad. Yeah, I don't know how Travis watches his television, dude. It could be ass down. Who knows? But anyways, you sit down on the couch to watch the TV. You sit down on the couch to watch TV. You're flipping through the channels, and there's like 40 movies on. Which one do you stop and watch?
Okay. How old are you that you still have channels?
I have YouTube TV, so it's not really channels. It's, well, I guess it's channels, but yeah.
That either. I have streaming services. So.
You're older than me. Remember that. And Rock's old as fuck. So.
Pick a movie. Right.
Just pick
he
a movie.
He still has rabbit ears.
Tenfold.
Fuck. Okay. So just stuff I've watched a lot would be, like in the last couple of years at least, would be Thor Ragnarok or Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is like a random pick, but fucking
no, that's good. So good. That's good.
It was so good.
So I'm gonna catch shit from this from Travis. Mine's Backdraft.
Oh my!
I will.
He's exiting the scene. He's leaving.
I will stand behind you on that. That is a great movie.
Yeah, he's only acting like that because I was a firefighter when I was
behind
younger.
Him.
No, fucking. I was a firefighter when I was younger, and.
Yeah,
he's thinking
service.
Yeah, fuck you. I was technically an explorer, but still he's acting like it, that's why I like the movie. It's a really good movie. That I'll tell you this, there's only probably 10 movies that I've watched in my life that have at least brought a tear to my eye or made me cry, and that was one of them. So it's a good movie.
Backdraft is a love story.
It is. Yeah, it's a great
100%.
Movie.
There's like 5,000 firefighters beating themselves to that movie right now.
But that was a really well put together movie. It really
was.
It
really was. Backdraft 2 was fucking horrible.
Have you guys seen Titanic 2?
No.
There's a sequel?
Oh my God.
How'd they do that? Did they pull it out of the damn water?
You can go to Vudu and watch it for free. It is.
Oh my gosh.
It is the worst movie I've ever seen.
I'm going to do it.
You have to. Because
I want to.
It's like. So they take like, you know, the really shitty CGI that like,
it's almost like claymation.
Yeah. So they have like the pictures of what they did was, here's spoilers for people that have never seen Titanic 2, Revenge of the Iceberg or whatever the hell it's called. So what they do is they, this billionaire makes the Titanic again and wants to do the exact same voyage. What happens?
He hits the same damn iceberg.
The same iceberg on the same route.
Excellent.
Dude, it is so bad, but it's worth it. It's like as bad as Sharknado.
I love Sharknado though. Sharknado is great.
Okay, then let me take that back. It is hands down the worst movie you'll ever watch. Okay.
We're going to do best bad movie. But I feel like maybe we could do that. This is the plug to come back next week. We're gonna talk about our best absolute fucking trash movies. Our favorite.
Oh, we're not doing that now.
Do you want to do it right now?
Might as
I mean,
well,
you already brought it up. Right,
yeah, you can't.
I don't, might as well bring it up now.
I can. It was a teaser. You come back next week. So this one, it was only on Netflix for a little bit, I think, and I haven't met anyone else that's ever watched it. So it might have been a fever dream. but it was a real thing as far as I'm aware. And it's called rubber.
Like flubber?
Is that like a playoff flubber?
Nope, it is nothing like that. It's about a telekinetic tire.
What the fuck did you just say? Did you just say, wait a minute.
A telekinetic tire?
You're lying.
I'm going to watch this movie when we get off of this.
It falls in love with a human woman. And ends up killing a lot of people. It's such a good movie.
Wait a minute. A telekinetic tire falls in love with the... Now, is the tire mobile? Is it like on a vehicle?
Yeah, it just rolls. Yeah.
Is it like...
No, it's a single tire with nothing else.
Yeah.
What's in it? Itself. Spoilers. What's in it?
Nothing.
It has no... Like, is it not like an alien or anything?
No. It's just a telekinetic tire.
Telekinetic tire.
What the...
Okay. Well, I'm going to go off that.
I'm in.
Mine's not as funny as that, but it's kind of... These two go hand in hand because I'll still watch them anytime I see them on, but they are horrible movies. Any of the Anaconda series after the original. The second one was okay, but like 3 and 4 were really, really bad, but I'll still sit down and watch them. And then the same thing with the Lake Placid series. Anything after the first Lake Placid is extremely horrible, but I'll still sit down and watch it. Yeah, the alligator one. The first ones out of those two series are great movies. After that, they became like the really bad B-rated movies, and they're just horrible.
I love B-rated movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Critters.
What you got? Ever. Critters?
Critters.
Is that like a playoff Tremors?
Gremlins?
No, critters are the ones in the toilets, that like the monsters that are in the toilets.
Wait, hold on. I got to look this up. I have no idea. They Critters? Come out, like, from 1986?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, they come out of the toilets.
Like, no joke.
This is like a cult thing.
Yes.
So it says, when strange fuzzy creatures from outer space arrive on a farm, the Brown family. Hold on, I feel like I need to do my announcer voice.
Yes, go ahead.
When strange fuzzy creatures from outer space arrive on a farm, Brown family, Jay, Helen, their daughter, April, and their son, Brad, must fend off malevolent, there you go, thank you Travis, little aliens. Two bounty hunters with superhuman abilities follow the aggressive beasts from beyond, but the warriors aren't terribly effective, leaving the Brown family to battle the furballs and rescue April from their clutches all by themselves.
See, that was like a ripoff of Gremlins, like Critters.
Yeah,
that was my
yeah
guess. Can you do me a favor real quick and just Google the rubber movie and make sure I didn't just make that up?
I'm scared to Google this.
Google rubber.
Okay, even worse, this movie came out in 2010. Like, it's not even that old.
Yeah, no, it's not that old. I knew that.
This is real.
And it must be a British movie because the way it spells tire in the synopsis.
I think it's
T-Y-R-E. But it says, a car tire comes to life with the power to make people explode and goes on a murderous rampage through the Californian desert. Released April 1st, 2011. Coming soon. What the fuck? It got a 68 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Of course it did, because it's shit. See, it's just like Trolls. Trolls was an awful movie, but it has a cult following. See, Trolls, right. Trolls 2. Trolls.
I'm gonna give you guys homework to watch Rubber and come back next week.
Trolls 3.
Oh my goodness.
The Iceberg Revenge. Now,
I want to watch that one.
Now, what I want you guys to watch is the movie Pirates and Pirates 2 Stagnetti's Revenge.
No, I know exactly what that is, so I'm gonna pass.
Come on. Those are high quality AVN movies.
So yeah. I'm going to jump off that real fast. And just before we wrap up, I want to do one more little movie segment, just because this one's fun. I already said one of mine, but I'll give a different answer when we come back to me on it. But a movie that made you cry, and not like just shed a little bitty tear, but like actually like well up, and you guys are going to laugh your ass off at mine. But
Armageddon.
Okay, I can see that.
The ending every time.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that. Cry. Armageddon.
I don't have one.
There has to be something. Okay,
for I you, genuinely never at least cried teared
up.
Movie.
At least
I have. I've had the single tear one time.
That's good enough.
And that's it. That's all. And it's and you're gonna make fun of me. It's Avengers Endgame.
I know. I can see that.
That's it.
Which
that's
one?
That's it. Endgame. Oh, which?
Yeah, which part?
Pause. Tony.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
Specifically, it was Pepper's line of "We've got." It was something along the lines of like, "It's okay, we'll take
now,
from
you,
here.
Can rest.
You can rest. You can rest."
And then, hold on, you just went hardcore Reddit. You can rest.
You can rest. Go ahead, there, Tony. You can go ahead and lay your sweet head down on that little pillow of yours in heaven.
It's no, the trailer park version of Avengers Endgame. This is where we're at now.
I welled up on that one too, so I can say that.
It. That's the one I got the single tear, and that's the only movie I've ever cried at. And I was like, "Wow, it only took me 28 years."
Right.
Seven.
So, if you guys haven't figured out already, our listeners—I know you guys know—but our listeners haven't figured out already. I'm the sensitive one of the group.
Oh, they figured that out.
I've cried in a lot of movies. I have. No, it wasn't The Notebook. It's actually funnier than The Notebook. I actually didn't cry in that one though, which is surprising. God. And. To preface, I didn't cry in the theater. I cried when we walked out. It hit me as we were walking out. I welled up in tears, and my wife was laughing her ass off at me.
Hold on a minute.
She should.
What the fuck did you just say? The
what?
Theater. Not theater.
The theater. It's the theater.
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 No, there's no.
No.
Leave the A. Theater. Stop. Thank you.
Emphasis to the wrong
no.
syllable.
Theater.
Theater.
Not,
theater.
No, not
anyways.
Theater.
Anyways, this is the weird part of the show.
Yeah. So we're walking out, and my wife looks at me, and I'm bawling, and she loses and starts laughing at me. I'll give you each one guess as to what it was. It came out in, I don't know, the past 7 years.
Mortal Kombat.
No.
Listen, motherfucker, that was a great
that was good.
But I didn't cry in it.
7 years.
Action.
Yes, you could classify it as action.
Was it a
Fast and
Furious?
Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 7.
Hate you so much.
Oh my god.
You know what it was? And spoilers for those who haven't seen Fast 7. It's you know the scene at the very end. Well, when Paul and Dom are riding alongside each other and they look at each other, they give each other that look. And I started in the theater then, and the song's playing. You know. I know that was horrible, but anyways, the song's playing and I start welling up a little bit then, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. And we walk out of the theater and it just fucking hit me. I lost it. I couldn't control it. So yeah, that was one that got me.
I know you're trying to, I know we're trying to close this up and everything, but I have two things before we end this. And I know this episode's run a little long. We're an hour and 19 minutes in, which is, I guess, fine. It's plenty.
Sheesh.
It's plenty for you, Travis. There's a lot of dead air, Travis.
There's
Travis.
A lot for me to edit
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, there's quite a bit. So we need extra material. Anyways, first of all, I want to show you the shirt. And then... And
oh,
then
yeah.
And then I have two more questions and then we'll end it.
Okay.
So, Trevor?
I'm getting ready. I've got the description ready. Here we go. He's unzipping his shirt. Oh my fuck. It's like, it's like, it's a tree shirt. It's like an old lady shirt and it's got trees on it. And it's a tree. Oh, no. Travis, Pokemon. What is that? What's the thing that looks like a giraffe, but it's got like bananas behind its ears? He's that Pokemon.
Oh, execute.
No, fuck you.
Not a giraffe.
Is it?
That's a fucking palm tree.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure my grandma had that shirt, though.
That's even better, bro. That is amazing. Yes. He looks like I'm looking up this Pokemon has.
It's nice.
Girafarig?
No, not Girafarig. I think giraffe is a bad word. Long neck and bananas. Here we go. It is a Tropius. He looks like Tropius.
I don't know that one.
Yes.
All right.
Two questions.
Favorite comic book movie ever?
Movie or show?
Everything across the board.
Ooh. Can we just stick to movie? Because that would have been easier.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Why did you fucking bring up?
Yeah, I know. Why did you bring up the show?
Well, I'm saying like I didn't want it to be like I say a movie and then you say a show or some shit. That's why I was clarifying.
It could be DC, Marvel. I don't care. Anything.
Travis, you go first.
Dark Knight, I think. Maybe.
Really? I was not expecting that from you. Not Dark Knight. I was not expecting anything to do with Batman.
What? He's like a Batman fanboy.
Well, I know that. I was thinking more of the law. Oh, yeah, you are. I forgot about that. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
It would have been weirder for me to say Dark Knight.
Yeah.
This is really hard.
Mine is Logan. Yeah.
Oh,
Logan okay. was the okay. like
that's a that's fucking a excellent God. One.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
For everybody,
well, Days of Future Past.
Ooh, interesting pick, but not a bad yeah. one. That's a good movie.
Bad. It was a good movie.
It was bad.
No,
it wasn't. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It was a really
I will
good
say,
movie.
Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman are rumored to be in the next Doctor Strange movie as a cameo.
Really?
Because they're doing the weird, well, because they're doing the multiverse stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
In the Marvel movies. So there's supposedly, like, rumor mill has Hugh and Patrick Stewart coming back for a quick cameo.
It would be amazing if it was a quick cameo of them, and then, like, Deadpool swings like, fuck you, Wolverine!
That would be great.
That would be pretty
It would
cool.
be.
Well, isn't
I want a Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman.
Isn't Ryan Reynolds taking a long hiatus right now to be a dad?
Hiatus and no.
No, hiatus.
What?
Hiatus and no.
Okay, we have to end this. Trevor and I are rapidly not being friends anymore. This is just...
One more
I
thing.
I know what pushes your buttons.
One more thing.
Theater.
Theater.
What is your guys' predictions? Because you guys have not seen Spider-Man Far From Home.
So I would say we could do this.
Not far
I
think
we could do this,
Sorry.
But
no
we just
home.
Did this in the last episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'd be nice to know this stuff.
Yeah.
Did we do that in the last episode?
Yeah, we did. So we're going to cut that. So come up with another question.
Well, that's stupid. I didn't get to chime in.
I'm sorry.
I forgot we did it. I don't even know.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, because remember I said it would be awesome if you got Tobey Maguire doing the whole little...
That's true. What do you remember that yeah. now?
I don't know who's
the dance.
I don't know who's
gonna... dance.
Well, I don't care if you're gonna edit it out or nothing. I don't know who's gonna... I don't know if they're gonna be in it. They might maybe, who knows?
Oh, they're I feel like they have to at this point with the villains.
Maybe
being in it.
So I mean, ask another question, fucker.
No, I don't have it. That was it. That's all I got. We'll go ahead and end
you've
it.
You've
got
to ask another one because I can't end it there because earlier you said you had two questions.
Oh yeah.
And that's going to look really stupid or sound really stupid when there's not a second question.
We're irresponsible, so what does it matter?
Well, that's true, I guess.
Damn. He's got you there.
What is your...
Hey, hold on. Before you do that, can everybody throw their hands up so I know where it's at in the movie or in the video?
In the movie.
All right, now go.
Now, what... This is my last final question before we end it. What... woman was your go-to when you were younger in movies, not dirty stuff, like no not
like regular movies.
Yes, like regular
movies you can watch with your family.
Yes. Yes, I need to specify that these are like real movies. What was your go-to girl?
Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Yep.
I was thinking you look more like a what is her name? Like a Phoebe. I can't remember her name.
Oh,
Lisa
shit.
Kudrow?
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, that's
no.
it. I couldn't think of her name.
No, Jennifer Aniston.
What's yours? Travis? Michael?
I'm thinking... I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm drawing a blank on... Oh, so, I've talked about this. I don't remember from...
So who's your go-to now?
Why? I don't have one.
You never like you never
so
like.
Who, yeah, like when you were a teenager, what girl on TV or on a movie were you like? Oh shit, yeah, she's hot.
Jessica Alba.
Oh, okay. Cliche as fuck, but whatever.
I mean, you know.
Jennifer Love Hewitt for me.
I was an incredibly depressed fact. I didn't matter.
That means nothing you should matter. Never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
Jessica Alba was but Jennifer Love Hewitt in what was that That's movie fair. Where she was the she's like a con artist. Do you remember that movie?
Nope.
Movie or TV show?
No, it was a movie. She was a con artist. It was her and her mom, me. I think. And I don't remember who her mom was.
Oh, let's see. Jennifer Love Hewitt movies. What year did it come out, bro? Roughly.
2000.
I know what you did last summer. The Client List, The Tuxedo, The Heartbreaker, Garfield. I still know what you did last summer. Sister Act 2. Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
I didn't even say. Oh, yeah. I did say that one. Okay.
You did.
I think it was Heartbreakers. But yeah, that movie All Day Long.
Fucking weirdo.
Well, no. I mean, she was like a thing back then for everybody.
Well, I guess.
Back in the 40s.
Back in the 40s? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or what'd you do? Did you turn
did
on
you your, hear that?
Yeah, did you turn on your laser engraver?
What, you can hear that?
Yes.
Is it like really loud?
Yes.
That's our outro music, bruh.
Oh, that's
No, I was opening up a tab on Google and it started playing the music for some reason. I don't know why.
That was really weird. Go ahead and ruin this whole episode. Scrap this thing. But all right, that's it for tonight's episode. I appreciate you guys for always listening and enjoying me, Travis, and Trevor, that other guy. And as always, thank you guys. Love you guys. And eat shit. I don't know what else to say. I probably shouldn't say that, but
you guys, that was fine. You guys, that was perfect. That was a beautiful outro. Stop fucking it up.
Bye.
Bye.